At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How do you encourage teammates who are afraid of social media? So it's best to just scare them. So you dress up as social media and you sneak up behind them. No, that'd be odd. And a very strange scenario. But if you do it, definitely TikTok it, right? Am I right? Anyway, so what I would suggest is, and one thing that I did not do is I never forced my team to do a method that they didn't want to do. And so I blogged, right? I blogged, you know. I mean, for I think 7 years, I blogged every day, right? Because I'm a lunatic. And so I blogged every day for 7 years from July 2009-ish to, you know, whenever I stopped. And then I handed it over to my team. And now the team does my blog like 5 times a week, I think. And so I never went to my team and said, y'all should be blogging, man. Blogging's where it's at. I never did that. But if someone asked me, hey, should I be blogging because you're blogging? I said, well, you know, it's a lot of work. You got to buy an autoresponder. There's some costs associated. And so I would actually attempt to talk them out of it. And I'm getting to your question, trust me. I would actually try to talk them out of it. And if I was successful, then they never would have made it as a blogger anyway, because it does take dedication. It takes consistency. It takes a lot of work. And so when it comes to social media, and I'll tell you, I used to make this mistake, but I used to make it not with social media, actually, but I used to make it with warm market. So I remember when I used to recruit people, when I was building a team, I would recruit somebody. I'm like, okay, all right. Who can we go to that, you know, who do you know, who's in your warm market and who can we reach out to and just ask if they're open. And we don't care if they sign up, but who, we just want to ask them. And I very specifically remember multiple people that were like, I don't want to go to my warm market. I want to go to my friends and family. They don't like me. They throw rocks at me. They say I'm going to prison or hell or both. And I just don't want to do it. And I say, come on, man. We got this. We don't care. They can say no. I just want to collect some notes. It's okay. If they say no, it's okay. But we got to reach out to them, babies. And you know, I really don't want to. Come on, man. Let's just do it. We'll do it together. And then I never hear from them again. They'd quit like immediately. And so I learned, I'm like, what did we learn? If I push them in a direction they don't want to go, they probably just leave, because it's a very voluntary relationship. They can leave me at any time, unfortunately. And so I started changing the way that I showed up. And this is what I would suggest with you, Hadas, is if someone is scared of social media, ask them, okay, how do you propose you reach out to people? What do you think is your best option? If someone came to you, and this is amazing, an amazing question. You should write this down. If you lead a sales team, if you are in network marketing or whatever, you should absolutely use this question. It is so powerful. And the question is, if someone in your team came to you and had their hesitations about social media or, you know, whatever, if someone came to you in your same exact situation, how would you coach them? What would you say to them? What would you suggest? And 99 times out of 100, they're going to give you a good answer. And you say, you know what? That's a pretty good answer. I think we should go that route. And so if they're saying, you know, I really don't want to do social media, I think the worst thing you can do is push them to do social media. Now, what you can do on the sly is start to feature stories of people, not directly to them, but in the group, okay? So I wouldn't say, well, I know someone that was scared and did it anyway, because now it's coming from a mouthpiece. It's coming from you. So it's going to be like, oh, you're just saying that. Try to push me, bruh. And so instead of that, I would be posting in the group and saying, hey, I want to give a shout out to Michelle, who is terrified of social media, but she started doing it and she got her first customer. Yay. So I would post stories like that in the group, hoping that maybe, just maybe, they see it. I would invite them to events where I know they're going to hear people talking about social media, but I wouldn't personally put the clamp down to try to get them to do it. And so I would ask them, what's their advice? How would they coach someone just like them if they were in their team? Those are the questions that I would ask.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.